Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, here we are, meaning myself and Shyam Vihari Prabhu, giving a little health update, which is probably the last one you'll hear for the next 2 months. Unfortunately, it won't be the last one you hear, but it's the last one you hear for the next 2 months, because unless something extraordinary happens again, we don't anticipate there to be much news to report. Yesterday morning we went into Kapileshwar, which is sort of a nearby town. It's not a city, it's a town. And where I've been being treated by very nice and very competent urologist. And we got there at 8 a.m. in the morning, and not soon after that, the doctor saw us, and he took out the catheter, and then I stayed in the hospital until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's 7 hours, and probably walked about 7 miles in the process, because we wanted to see whether everything was working on its own. And in that period of time, we had about, because we were out in the hallway, it's a very spacious hospital, there's some spaces, complete empty spaces there, large spaces. And he came there about 3 times or so, checking up on how we're doing. And by 3 o'clock, I was sort of pretty confident that things were working on their own. I won't get into the biological details of what that means, but I think if you know what a catheter is and what prostate problems are, then you understand. And he then, again, measured the size of the prostate, and which had contracted from when the inflammation was first hit 3 weeks ago. And so we worked out a program, which would mean that in a month from now I would go back for another checkup, and another month I would go back for another checkup, and at that time we would actually do some tests. One would be a PSA test, but possibly some other tests. What I need here to just clarify, because devotees often say, well, I hope everything's back to normal, that things are not back to normal. This inflammation takes 3 months to subside, at least to the stage where the prostate can actually really be checked, and we can actually really make tests and see what was the cause of the inflammation. Gone back into the medical records over the past 10 years when I've been having regular ultrasound checkups, and that shows that there's been a gradual growth in the prostate, which is not a good sign. In one sense, it's a common sign for men my age, something men listeners can also take note of. Ignore that. Have regular checkups. What the strategy is, what we should do, that we won't know until September. And everything, all possibilities are open. Ongoing medication, surgery. Particularly my concern is to actually look for a steady state solution, not an interim solution, and we'll see what that is. I am going to be talking with my two GPs here, Hungarian GPs, about this over the weekend, and part of that discussion will be to either consult or to switch to another urologist in Budapest, where there are better facilities. Just as a point of principle, although I've been sort of offered other experts and very, very, very competent other urologists in the UK, of course, where I have close connections. But this is my place of service now. This is where I live, and I prefer to just let Krishna do whatever he wants to do through the local medical services here. Just to sort of add to the mix, over this period of time, I'm not quite sure what the cause was, but I also had a small hernia, and that's causing a bit of pain in the same local area, outside, at least, where the all of this other type of urology business takes place. So that's something that yesterday the doctor, he said, yeah, looks like you've got a hernia, but that's not something that he deals with. That's another department. So that's another issue. That's something else we'll talk with the GPs, and maybe something else I need to deal with. But hernias are not big business. Govinda Maharaj just had a hernia operation and is now traveling around Russia and doing kirtans and so on. So that's pretty standard stuff. But because of that, it's also obstructing me from doing my exercises properly for my herniated discs. So as they say, when it rains, it pours. And so there's one, two, three things that are sort of standing in queue one after the other. So once again, options are out on the table. All options are out on the table. All possibilities to the cause are still there. What course of treatment for those causes, that will come in mid-September. And I'm just sort of clarifying that because sometimes devotees tend to think, well, now it's all over. But it's not all over. I'm giving that by way of information, another, so that as and if developments take place, devotees know what the step-by-step process was. And aside from that, I'm a public person, and I think it's my duty to devotees and disciples and dependents and those whom I'm serving, that they're sort of clued into what's going on. It's no secret that as one gets older, obviously one becomes more limited in what one is able to do. That's something that I may have to communicate about later, as to how is all this going to affect me in terms of service. I sort of see some limits in the future. But anyway, that's for another topic, and particularly in September we'll be a little more clued in. But when I was with the catheter, I was working at around 30% efficiency. Right now I'm taking a day to rest a little. It was sort of traumatic event yesterday, and tiring, and with this sort of hearing the other things, I don't expect to be at 100%, but then I don't know if at 63 that people are meant to be functioning at 100%, but rather age means that your percentage rate is decreasing. Let's see what Krishna's plan is. And here's Shambhihari to fill in the missing spaces that I may have forgotten.
Hare Krishna. I apologize to everyone because my English is still bad.
Just like I apologize to everyone because my Hungarian is bad.
Yes, Guru Maharaj mentioned we have been yesterday in Kapushwar and we have been in the hospital, and we had a long day because he drank so much water. And you know, when he started to pee, it took so much time, and we had some anxiety that time. But after 3 p.m., we...
P.M.
Yeah, after 3 p.m., we... he peed properly, and after all afternoon he had so much pee, and all night, because he woke up 10 times
at least.
Yeah, and he is tired, but the next day morning I was happy he woke up 10 times one side, but because it's the peace goes, but the other side, as well, I was unhappy because he didn't sleep well. But this is good for him because he is not wearing right now catheter, and he can go to the temple. He can see the deities, and tomorrow he's going to dressing the deities.
Not tonight.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. He's going to dress the deities, and this is the main happiness for him, and we are also happy because he can dress the deities, and but he's still tired, he's weak, but he needs long time to recover his prostate, because the prostate is smaller than before, but still there, and we have to control the prostate. And the doctor giving medicine to him. The doctor is so personal. It's really nice doctor. Just a few hours ago, he called us and he asked me how he's feel and how he slept. And I told him he slept badly, but he peed properly and he was happy. He's a nice doctor. He's caring of him properly and taking time for him. And he's a nice person. Yeah, and I would like to say for the devotees, don't worry about his situation, because he is not sick like the people who is sleeping, laying down all day in the bed. He's doing his duty. He wake up, he reading, chanting, doing his service properly, and we spend so much time in the garden, in the farm, and this is a really good place to him recover, and he a little bit resting.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, although now I would expect that I could go to the morning program, since there's no restriction in me going into the temple, and I'm certainly much better, so we should be able to keep that up. I guess that's it. Probably one sort of change in habit that I'll certainly incorporate now is trying to sit less. That's no doubt one problem that 5 years of Navabrajamaniman sitting 16 hours a day didn't do this condition any good. And other than that, I think we've given you enough details. I don't want to bore everyone with so much biology and so on, but I just felt it was a duty to report, and we'll hopefully be able to continue podcasts with regular questions and answers. And Hare Krishna. I'll go to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.